Welcome to Season 5 of The Breakdown, the official podcast of the Breakaway Roping Journal and CalfRoping.com. This season, we're diving into both the breakaway and calf roping like never before, bringing you the personalities, successes, and horses that make these events great. You can expect training tips from top ropers, stories from the road, and industry news that goes beyond the numbers. I'm Hannah Mann, your host, and this is The Breakdown. Hey everyone, welcome back to another episode of The Breakdown. Today on this episode, we've got Miss Callie Montague, our newest member of the Equine Network / Western Sports Group. We've had some changes over here within the Western Sports Group. Lillian, who used to be our breakaway lead, has moved over to the horse and rider side of things, which is why you might have seen Lillian's job posted. So for the time being, while we wait to fill that spot, we have brought over Callie from the TRJ side. She was hired, what, Callie, back in the summertime, right?
Yeah, like early July, I think, was my first week.
So Callie's going to be kind of filling in for Lillian until we find somebody to fill that spot permanently. But for the time being, you might hear Callie over here in podcast land leading some of the interviews with some of the breakaway ropers. Things are going to kind of stay the same in the tie-down space, so you'll still be hearing me, lucky you guys, I guess, but you'll still be hearing me on the tie-down breakdown. But like I said, as far as breakaway goes, you'll be hearing Callie's voice a lot more. So without further ado, I'll let Callie kind of introduce herself and tell us a little bit about her and her background within Western sports, Western media, all the things.
So I grew up in South Central Texas. My dad rodeoed my whole life, still does rope, ran barrels, started out team roping and doing the speed events young, and then eventually turned my heel loop that I had going at the time into a breakaway loop and did that all through up through college and even up until recently. Even used to step off and tie down back in the day at some of those little junior rodeos in South Texas that would let the girls enter. When I got to college, I rodeoed for West Texas A&M in Canyon, Texas, in the Texas Panhandle, and I've stayed here. I still live here. And also, just to another foot I've had in the industry door is I judged horses in college, which was a super cool experience. Gave me a look to the whole other side of the industry that I had knew nothing about up until I got to WT. So that was really special. From there, rodeoed still team rope to this day. That's pretty much what I do full time now, is besides this job, obviously, is head steers and heel when they let me. But yeah, that's kind of where my background's at. As far as media goes, I've always had a camera in my hand. As a little kid or as a young kid, I was on the yearbook committee and had a camera all the time. And then as I got a little older, I figured, why not take the cameras to the events I was already at? So that's where a lot of that started. And then got hired on at the American Quarter Horse Association and was there for 2 years and handled some of their communication, special events type stuff with them. And yeah, started in July here. I think July 7th was my official first day, and right in the heat of things, which was like trial by fire. But it's been a blast ever since. And yeah, super excited to be a part of everything.
Well, we're super glad to have you over here, Callie. I know Chelsea is glad to have you on the TRJ side of things because they needed some help over there. Things stay pretty crazy busy. But kind of talk about how this job came to be for you, why you joined the dark side of the Western Sports Group, I guess.
Okay. Yeah, absolutely. So how I found it, my best friend at AQHA is a girl named Hannah. She's also a redheaded, which I laugh now that I have two redheaded Hannahs in my life. But it was a girl named Hannah, and we were both kind of just looking, keeping our options open type of thing while we were at AQHA, and she found this on LinkedIn and sent it to me, and she was like, this is all you. I remember the line in the thing says, we want somebody to tell the team roper's story, or something like that, something Chelsea worded so eloquently that I was like, well, I love to tell a story, and I'm a team roper. That's all pretty much all I am these days. So I found it on LinkedIn. The interview process was great. I talked to Chelsea and Taylor, Chelsea's our big boss. And then Taylor, we'll talk about that in a minute, but Taylor's the lead of TRJ, and interviewed with them. And it was great. Just had a fabulous conversation with those gals. And then, they take you through a trial period, which was super nerve wracking because even me being a team roper, I didn't know the guys I interviewed, but I got lucky and it was a great interview on both ends. So you write a story, and then it was truly a God thing, just because, I mean, I had a little bit of experience and definitely in the world and have been in the industry since birth for sure, but really didn't ever think I'd get the call back. So that was a pretty special day when they even gave me the opportunity. So I'm very, very grateful for that. One thing I think is so cool about our team, and Hannah and I are going to talk about this later, but I think it's so cool that once I got hired, like, yes, I work for TRJ, but we really do collaborate across all brands. And that's something you don't know, because if you're a team roper like me, you've read Chelsea's articles in the magazine and you've seen the outstanding social media coverage across all brands, but you don't realize how collaborative that is. And I think that's really cool. For as an outsider before I got here, I didn't realize how y'all did that and how y'all made it all work, because there's just so much going on and all of our brands are getting, or all of the industry events are getting so big that it's hard to get to all of it. But the only way to do it is to work as a team. And I think as a team really got that down and do a really good job of that. So yeah, it's been great from the beginning.
So what's funny about Callie's story is Callie and I did not know each other prior to working together here for the Western Sports Group. But her friend that she was just talking about, Hannah, her last name is Manns with an S. And my married name, which I don't think I've ever introduced myself since getting married to you guys, but my married name is Mann, M-A-N-N. So I just think that's kind of a funny thing to add, that she, not only are both me and Callie's friend redheaded, but now we have the same last name too. So Callie has two Hannahs, but also two Hannah Manns with red hair in her life. So how crazy is that?
Yeah. It's a very small world. We always think that this industry is so big, but I somehow landed two of you and y'all are both amazing and do amazing things, especially with the camera. Y'all are also both extremely talented with the camera both of y'all are that way. She's fabulous at content creation. So are you. So it's like seeing double sometimes when I talk to y'all both in the same day, which is almost every single day. So
I do kind of want to talk about that. So whenever you started, did you kind of have like an idea how much behind a camera you would be doing?
A little, yes. I will be honest, not to the extent that I think that was the biggest, I wouldn't say the biggest shock, but one of the biggest shocks so far has been just how much we are at. I mean, how much we are on the ground covering these events. And I love it because, frankly, if I wasn't doing this and wasn't at AQHA, I would probably be trying to make a living as a photographer, which there's so many great ones out there that can be kind of tough. But I'm so glad that this job combines that with the storytelling aspect, which is huge for me because I love talking to people. I love telling. My passion lies in like the weekend guy, like the weekend warrior guy, the World Series, the guys that go and work in different industries all week. And then on Friday, they leave early and try to get to a World Series, you know, somewhere. I love telling those guys stories. And so I'm so grateful that I'm not just behind a camera. I get to tell stories too. I think that's probably my favorite part about the job.
Which I think makes you so perfect for the TRJ side of things. Like, also another fun thing to add is Callie was our dedicated World Series girl in Vegas. So, and we're going to get into the kind of how our brands are broke down here in just a second, but, at the NFR this year, or I guess in Vegas this year, all of us kind of have our own little duties while we're in Vegas. So, I'm on all things calf roping on the pro rodeo side of things. So like we're at the Thomas Mack every day. And then, I'll write all the stories and do all of the social coverage. And then, everyone kind of has their own little brand. Well, since, TRJ has three girls, Callie stayed behind and did the World Series stuff at the South Point. And I'm not sure if you guys got the opportunity to read any of her stuff, but Callie did a great job of covering all of that. And especially on socials, I know your impressions were out the wazoo.
They were pretty crazy. I was very excited it really is a perfect fit. And that's why I say it's a God thing, I think, for our team. And this is not me, just to have somebody that can stay behind me or otherwise, somebody that can stay behind and cover the finale, because that's a big week. I mean, that's our Super Bowl. For your weekend warrior, that's even the guys at Jackpot for a Living. I mean, that's if you're not, I remember, I think it was Logan Medlin said that when him and Coy Roman won the Open, he was like, I mean, if you're not going to get to be at the Thomas and Mack, this is the second best place to be. And you're not going to win that amount of money anywhere else for four years. So it was very special, and it made me crack up because it was just, I'm there anyway. I was going to be there anyway. I was either going to get runs and rope or I was going to get to be behind the camera. And that was really cool to be on that end of things and kind of the behind the scenes and getting to, you know, you video the run. And then me and our precious roping.com girls, whether that was Emma or Annie, shout out them, because they were right with me the entire week. We're running down the stairs to try to get the reactions and the special, even if it's a cell phone video, like the special little sister running up to big brother after he just won two ropings in a day, because that did happen. That's just so cool. And I don't know how you don't get welled up thinking about stuff like that. So yes, it was just to have somebody there and also take pressure off really all brands that way. Because I think, and Hannah, correct me, like y'all were trading off duties and trying to, as a team cover that last year. Like, there wasn't a set person, and I couldn't imagine y'all trying and doing the level of coverage that y'all produce for NFR stuff and the Little Yellow Arena. Like, I can't imagine. So I'm glad I could fill that space and tell those stories. That was really cool.
Yeah, for sure. I like you said, we in years past, we've always traded off coverage. And so during on that day, like for and I guess I can just kind of explain to everybody. For everybody who doesn't know, and this we can kind of get into our team dynamic here too, Callie. But I kind of, what you guys know, I stay over on the calf roping side of things mainly, but I also help, you know, kind of wherever is needed. And that's what's so cool about our team is all of us are kind of fluid. Like we can float back and forth between all of our brands within the Western Sports Group, which again, in case somebody's listening and you don't know what all of our brands are, we have the Team Roping Journal, of course, which is our biggest one. They still have a print magazine. We have barrelracing.com, which our girl Casey takes care of, Casey Allen. She's kind of our primary barrel girl, but you'll see every once in a while you'll see Callie or my name or even Taylor's name pop up over on the barrel racing side of things. And then of course calfroping.com and the Breakaway Roping Journal. So Callie is gonna be kind of our filler person, like we said, on the BRJ side of things, since Lillian ditched us and went over to Horse and Rider, but until we can find somebody more permanent, like we talked about. But then Taylor and Chelsea, of course, are on the TRJ side of things mainly, is kind of where they hang out, and it demands their attention at all times. Team Ruppers are needy individuals, and they love them some Chelsea Schaefer. But so yeah, I kind of, that was a big thing that I wanted to talk about was Callie had mentioned whenever she started that she knew Chelsea and knew that Chelsea kind of took care of TRJ, but she didn't understand like how our team dynamic worked. So do you want to kind of explain, Callie, I guess, kind of what your thoughts were, like how you didn't know how you were going to come, what you were going to walk into whenever you started?
Yeah, sure. So one thing I think is so funny, and I think it did say it in the job description, but the job listing was for TRJ. And so, of course, I hopped all over it. I think had it been for any of the brands, I would have taken, I would have at least asked or tried to get an interview. But one thing I think is key for anybody listening that either wants to apply or is kind of on the fence for applying for the breakaway position, because it is posted, it's still live and everything. Just it's listed there, but I think we need to hone this in. You will be working with all brands at the beginning. Like we've said it now a couple times, each brand has their lead, as Hannah just kind of said, with each girl really having each one that she focuses on. But me being, I'm gonna say low man on the totem pole for lack of a better word, but me being kind of low man, I get to cover all four. And it's especially in high time where like there's so many things. I think our March will be pretty crazy. I think March will be the crazy month for us this spring. We're gonna be bouncing around like ping pong balls trying to get to everything that the industry has. And I didn't realize how much that would be the case when I got hired, I guess is what I'm saying. And so for anybody thinking about applying for the Breakaway Journal, or if you get an interview and don't understand that, please hear me when I say you will talk like in one day. I think the first week I was here, maybe second week, I talked to both Team Rope and Rookies. We were covering, Hannah, it was me and you. You were at the, help me, Championship Junior Rodeo, was that?
Yeah, the WJRC. Yeah.
Yeah. Mm-hmm. Yeah, you were at that. So I was covering behind the scenes of that. I talked to the Breakaway Rookie. I talked to the, or maybe not the Breakaway Rookie, but I helped Lillian some Breakaway stuff that day. Then the next day I talked to the guys that won St. Paul. And then the next day I talked to the Barrel Racing Rookie, McKenzie, who ended up staying at the top and winning it. And I mean, that all happened within like my first 2 weeks. And that's just how it was. And I personally am someone who loves that, not only because I have a love for all four brands, but also it keeps you on your toes. Cause really, depending on what time of the year you talk to these people, like you could talk to a Breakaway girl that's on top of the world and just come off of a X amount of money win. And then the next day you're talking to the guy that's on the bubble in the team roping. And you can imagine sometimes how they sound when they're in that position. So I just like it. I don't even like it. I love how diverse we are as a team. I also think this is a point I think is so cool. Cause we were just talking about this on another call, how having a foot in all four brands like that, which all of us do, leaves room for like collaborative efforts. So like Breakaway and calf roping obviously have a lot of layover, and you and Lillian did a lot. And you and I are going to get to do some stuff until we hire the replacement for the real Lillian replacement, not the fake one that I am. But there's so much of that. And then today we were talking about like there's crossover between the Breakaway girls and team ropers, because like I started out team roping and then my cousins were calf ropers, and they were like, well, you should probably learn how to do that too, because it's only going to get bigger. At the time, that was back when there was only like Texas amateur rodeos or like AMI rodeos and then jackpots. But now, like, there are lots of girls that were heading and have great rope control and horsemanship and have all these key things that breakaway ropers need to have. So they should pick up a breakaway rope, or they just cut their head ropes off, their soft, super soft head ropes off, and tie them onto their saddles. So I think with all of us having a foot in every door leaves that like, oh, hey, she started team roping. I know that. And I could tell, well, now I tell myself, but at the, I could have told Lillian, or like, hey, this girl used to tie calves at the WPRAs like back in the day. And now she's, you know, the winningest, whatever, whatever team roper. I don't know that that's the case, but that could be a thing. And so I think that I personally, not to toot our own horns, but I think sets us apart as a brand in general, just how relevant we try to stay. Everybody tries to stay relevant. Casey knows all about the timed event stuff. You know all about the barrel racing and the breakaway. Like, you, we all have a foot in every door. And I think that sets us apart.
For sure. That I think that it makes us really strong as a team. Yeah. And that's something that Taylor and I talked about on my intro call, even. Like, Taylor's obviously married to a calf roper, right. Roy. We love Roy. And we love Roy. So she gives all the, you know, behind the scenes tips, I guess, of kind of what's going on that maybe Roy's in the know of that I wouldn't be in the know of. I'm married to a steer wrestler, and we don't have a steerwrestling.com or whatever. So sometimes his tips aren't as helpful as, or his insider knowledge isn't as helpful as what maybe Roy's is. And it's that way across the board. Like, and we were talking about just bouncing around between brands. Like, this weekend, for instance, there's so much going on. So Chelsea will be at San Diego, so you guys can expect coverage from us at San Diego. Let's see, where else? Where are you going to be? You're going to be...
I'll be at Hamilton at the World Series. So,
okay.
Jack,
so we'll have,
like,
we'll have stuff going out on TRJ. And then new this year, we've always done a little bit of coverage, but something kind of new is we'll have Casey at the IFR. And so we usually just like post kind of like trackers of what's going on so that you guys can stay in the know. But Casey will be there with her camera. And so we'll have our real-time event updates going on there. Odessa's going on. So Odessa, we'll have... Yeah. We'll
There's
have
two circuit finals.
Yeah, two circuit finals this weekend. Yeah. There's just a lot going on this weekend. So we're all kind of, Taylor and I are, I think, the only ones that are going to be at home. So we'll be the ones kind of editing and floating between brands. And that's what we were talking about, that it's so cool that all of us have knowledge of each of the events, where sure. It makes it easy for us to just kind of float between. So if you also have knowledge, if you're listening to this and you also have knowledge of all of the events, this is a good spot for you. If you love Western media and writing and telling stories and being behind a camera occasionally, like, this, the breakaway job truly is for you. Shameless plug, but.
For sure. I do want to make a point, Hannah, to add to what you just said. So, like you said, you and Taylor are going to be home. And something that I learned the hard way, and I mean this with love for my job, hear me when I say, but something that cracked me up about when I first started was, like, that first weekend that you were in Guthrie and I just was, like, kind of behind the scenes. So I want it to be known for anybody thinking about applying or just kind of wanting to know how we operate. When the girls are at home, whoever is at home that weekend, whatever it looks like, they're not off. You don't, like, get the weekend off. You know what I mean? And the reason I say this is Chelsea said something, and I don't remember if it was in the job description or if she said it out of her mouth, but I remember her saying, this is not a job. It is a job, but, like, it helps a lot if the industry is just your life and it's just what you're doing every day. So, like, and also shout out Hannah's husband. He is also relevant, especially the timed event time when we need her to talk to steer wrestlers. It's not just Roy. We love Tyler too. But, like, Chelsea just said, you know, you have to live it. It has to just be your life. So it's a lot of fluctuation. Like, we've got a lot of time off and there are slow times. Don't get me wrong. But when you've got seven events happening in a weekend, the girls that are home are, in my opinion, the fuel that makes the truck go forward. I mean, y'all are the people that, like, I'm going to be in Hamilton and have zero service. Shout out Hamilton, Texas. If you've ever been there, you know, there is zero cell service in that place. And so, but say I was at a different event that did have self-service and I could share videos. If I have to interview a winner of a rope in, I could send Hannah, who is our queen of editing reels and TikToks, like, hey, they were 24 on three or whatever. They're high callback right now. Spit it out for me, please. I got to go do an interview. We all lean on each other and play on each other like that. But you have to know that a weekend off, if you're home, is not a weekend off. You just, a weekend with no events is a weekend off. That's a real weekend off. But just be prepared to be, I mean, but I again, I think that's what makes it so cool as a team. Like, I am not worried about other little stuff not getting done because I'm at an event, because somebody I know will be like, hey, Cal, I got you. Or the weekends that I get to be home, I will always be like, hey, I'm around, I'm awake, you tell me what you need. And I think that, I really think that's one of the most special things about our team. But it really does have to be your life and the life you're living. And, you know, for all of us that are already doing it or married to guys that are still doing it or whatever, it just makes it super special. That's why Hamilton is so amazing for me, because I'm entered. I have runs in the from the 11 down. So I get to be there and have a camera. I mean, it's like my, it's literally dream living, I think. So
I have always said this even before working here, but I truly believe in not work-life balance. I think that work-life balance is a hoax. I believe in work-life integration. And I think that that's everything within the Western industry, really. But I mean, you do have to love what you're doing. And I think that goes with any job, not even if you're just applying, thinking about applying for this job. But all of us do absolutely love what we do day in and day out. We're passionate about each of these brands. And I think that's what, again, sets us apart from other media brands in the space, which, again, shameless plug our brands. Like, we of course think that
it's
they're
us.
The best,
we're talking about us. It's fine.
We're just tooting our own horns at this point. But because we are so passionate about our brands and we treat them as if they were our own, I think that you guys see that. That passion come out on the other side. We want to make sure that we're covering all the events so that everyone can stay in the know. And we want to make sure that we're telling the stories of, you know, the things that you may not know behind the scenes, whether that's a horse list of what horses are going to be at what roping, or, you know, just little things like that. I think that, again, that's what just sets us apart from other brands within the industry. So again, another shameless plug. If this sounds like something that you're interested in, we really do want to, or Chelsea wants to see your resume over on the BRJ side of things. But
for sure.
So I guess kind of jumping into our next point, what we've made this long already. You guys didn't need to know all this information that we've gave you today, but hopefully you learned a thing or two about our brands. Callie, what do you hope in your interim time? None of us know how long this is going to be. And, like, you know, the possibility of you training whoever is to come next is on the table. But what do you hope to accomplish on BRJ in kind of this interim time?
Yeah. Fabulous question. Thank you, Hannah. And we did know this was going to be long, planning this. We were like, oh man, we are going to talk for forever. So we knew y'all are just learning it this way. But anyway, something I think Lillian did a fantastic job across all brands. She really created great connections with the girls that were on the ground entering the rodeos, the rope, and she did a great job. And I want to continue a lot of the foundation that she has. But the one thing that I think would separate or make me a little different than Lillian is I have roped calves since I was 9. So I hope to bring a little bit more of like a competitor's perspective, or like, I'm a breakaway roper, or I'm a has-been breakaway roper, I should say. What do I want to see on this brand, which Lillian did a great job of that. I just hope to continue that and ramp that up. And, one thing I think is so cool about being owned, like, Equine Network as a whole is like, is Lillian on our direct team anymore? No, but she went to Horse and Rider, which, fun fact, if you didn't know this about your girl from the Breakaway Journal, she shows horses. That's what she does. That's her love. That's her passion, or one of them. I'm sure she has more, but that's the one we know about. And Horse and Rider is that. That's our performance horse side of Equine Network in the Western Sports Group. So I think that's such a special opportunity for her to get to, I would like to think she's going to feel at those events how I felt at the finale, which is like, hey, I'm here anyway. This is already my love. I just get to have a camera and get to work. So I'm really excited for Lillian and everything she's going to accomplish over there. But for BRJ stuff, I really hope to just boots on the ground, yes, but bring in, like, I was taught by tie-down ropers, fun fact, which I do think a lot of breakaway girls were. Maybe not so much now, but back then, like, we were riding X tie down horses. I say back then, it was like 10 years ago. It was not that long ago, but we were riding. My first breakaway horse was an X tie down horse that quit pulling. He was 18. He was famous in South Texas. Shout out Mouse. He died a few years ago, but he was amazing. He lived to be 30, but he was an X tie down horse. And I think there's a lot of crossover between our two brands, Hannah, now. And we've talked about that too with horsepower, like a lot of, like, Riley Webb and Josie Connor, perfect examples. They can interchange anytime they want to. Lonnie Kay and Marty are another great example of that. Like, there's so much interchangeable. And I just think me having that competitor's perspective, I want to go find those stories and be like, hey, you may not know this, but like this girl that I know from the World Series in Hamilton is high callback. But did you know that when she was nine, she has the, or not nine, when she was 15, she set the arena record at her state finals or whatever in the breakaway. So I'm hoping to bring a little bit of that and just, I'm a roper. What do I want to see? Which is something I think on other brands is really well established, and BRJ is established, but I just want to ramp that up a little bit. So that's the plan. Until they give me somebody else to train, and God love them if they're going to let me train them, but that is the game plan for now. That's like the blind leading the blind. But I'm really excited to see, even if it's just a week, we could have somebody by Friday for all we know, but even if it's just for a short time, I'm really excited to get a shot at doing that.
Which, something you guys may have noticed that we haven't talked about yet, which we've talked about pretty much everything else under the sun except for this, it seems like, but whenever I was off in August to get married, I was off for what, I think 2 weeks, mm-hmm. or kind of in and out for 2 weeks, off for sure a week. Callie was kind of my point person, and she took care of all of calfroping.com things for me while I was out, and she was so afraid to bother me, which again we're truly on all the time. I think that probably my wedding morning, to keep myself from getting stressed about all the things, I was looking at calf roping socials, stalking what Callie was doing.
But yeah, you're like at the altar about to say I do, and I checked and be like, hey, does that look okay? And Hannah's trying to say yes to her forever, so shout out Hannah for loving her job and not being mad at me when I did that.
I didn't, whenever I started, which again, this is, I'm going down another rabbit hole here that I don't need to go down, and I might edit this out later, but okay. something that I, whenever I was interviewing, they had asked me, they at the time being was Chelsea and Gabby, which Gabby has now since also moved over to the horse and rider side
of
things.
Horse and rider keeps taking all of our people.
Yeah. but they had asked me what my thoughts were on like kind of coddling a brand, like a brand that needs some love, and which is actually something that I have done in the past. I came from just pretty much a strict social media side of things, but I've always loved telling stories through just digital media. And so it kind of led into writing perfectly. But that's something I had done for some brands in the past. And so that's what I have loved doing with the calf roping side of things. And again, this is a perfect bridge between calf roping and breakaway, is something that kind of came of that was our Year of the Horse program, which they have over on Barrels, and they also have on the team roping side of things. But our sponsor of that program is Rattler, which, you know, of course, several breakaway girls are sponsored by Rattler, and whether they're not sponsored by Rattler, a lot of them still use Rattler ropes, and so do a lot of the tie down guys. And so they sponsor our joint program between breakaway and calf roping. And so we get to cover with their sponsorship, we get to cover a lot more for charities than what we would usually cover, which we've talked about on here. I've talked about it with Haven Medjid. That was our last podcast. Was talking to him just about, you know, how much the fraternity side of things has ramped up in the last 5 to 6 years. And Haven, to Callie's point earlier, Haven and Shelby are a really good example of, you know, interchanging horses and training together. So I think that there's a lot of like, you can joke that, you know, you don't have a family tree, you have a family bush. So maybe this is like our family bush between tie down and breakaway, is, you know, kind of all the things that go hand in hand that we haven't had the opportunity to talk about before. And hopefully we'll get more of those opportunities in 2026 with our Year of the Horse coverage and, you know, just all of our other great sponsors that come on board and help us out with programs and getting us to events and doing all the fun things. So hopefully we can keep doing what Callie wants to accomplish on the breakaway side of things.
Yeah, that'd be great. I'm excited. Even if, like I said, even if this is short-lived and, you know, this position, in my opinion, needs someone fired up about how fast the breakaway is going, because you're going to have to be fired up to keep up with it all. Cause it's only going to get bigger. The breakaway is only going to get, somehow it's going to get faster. Somehow it's going to get bigger. There's going to be more horses. And, yeah, I think the fraternities have had a lot to do with that. Obviously the addition to it at most pro rodeos is huge. And, yeah, I think somebody needs to get in here and just light it on fire. And for now I'm going to stoke the fire that's already been started by Lillian. But I hope that if you're listening and interested or already have applied and have the opportunity to get to talk to Chelsea and whoever else is in the interview, please know it will be the coolest thing you've ever done, for sure. Cause that's, I mean, the last 7 months, it is the busiest I've been in my entire life, but is the coolest. I mean, just the coolest to have you're boots on the ground at some of the biggest events in rodeo, horse shows, futurities, jackpots. It doesn't matter. You're the girl with the camera. And if you have any interest in being that person and getting to tell stories like that, you need to come join us. It'll be the coolest thing you've ever done, for sure.
Well, I think, Callie, we have officially talked about everything under the sun that we can talk about. We've attempted to solve all of the calf roping and breakaway problems in this phone call. We've done all the things. We've talked about all the things, but we won't bore you guys with any more. There's quite a bit of this that we're going to have to cut out because we just went on some rambles.
We've been talking for an hour.
But Callie and I are both big talkers. We like to talk, so we don't struggle in that department. Yeah. But
just be lucky this isn't live to the listeners. You're lucky that Hannah's about to work her magic and edit, because you could have listened to that whole thing, and I promise you wouldn't want to.
No, I think this is going to be fun. I think Callie's going to have some fun for the time being over here on the breakaway side of things. And you guys, again, lucky you guys, are going to get to keep hearing me over on the tie down side of things. So we're excited moving forward in 2026. And hopefully you guys will have lots of fresh new podcasts for you guys to listen to soon, with all of the, you know, the Texas swing rodeos, I guess, so to speak, coming up, all of our big winter rodeos. So there's some exciting stuff. Like we said, we got Odessa this weekend. There's the two circuit finals this weekend. San Diego's this weekend. So lots of stuff to watch. If you're not following all of our brands, you should be. Another shameless plug for you guys to listen. But no, we appreciate you guys tuning in if you've made it this far, and excited to see kind of the direction that Breakaway takes in the future. So again, thank you guys for tuning in to another episode of The Breakdown. And Callie and I will be back on here at some point soon to talk to you guys.